Oh, what a lovely song. What a lovely song. And of course, there's parts in it that you know you were thinking of Chopin.
Yeah.
And there were jazz parts in it too. Like you say, I was interested to hear you say that you can approach jazz from the classics. So, you know, a lot of people don't believe that, do they? They think jazz and classics, never the twain shall meet.
Never shall they depart.
That's the way I feel about it. That's very lovely, and I envy you, your straight tenths, boy. That's great. You can do all those.
Big mitts.
Big mitts. You know, you loved Cleo Brown's playing, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. She was the first really well-known jazz person I ever worked with.
Really?
And I learned so much from her. I didn't know you knew about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think you told me that once. In fact, I think she was playing in a club, and you played opposite her or something?
Yeah. Well, I played intermissions for her.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. And what an experience, because her left hand was phenomenal. Boogie-woogie piano player, and it was great to have her as a teacher, because that's the way I learned the best, is just watching someone, listening to someone else.
Yeah, well, that's how I've always learned. In fact, I listened to her in England, and I hope one of these days I'll get out to Denver and meet her. I just heard a big band version of The Duke.
Oh, yeah?
Claire Fisher, did you ever hear that?
No. I'd love to. Oh, he's a talented arranger.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah.
You think maybe we could have a go
sure.
at it?
Sure.
Now, I may screw this up, but we'll see.
So may I, because, you know, it's rare that anybody plays on these changes. And do you know that in the first eight bars, you go through all 12 keys on the Duke?
I never analyzed this thing.
Neither did I.
Actually.
I was told that, and then I started thinking about it. A music teacher at a college said, hey, you know, you're using the 12 tones in right in the... in the bass line of this tune. I said, no, I'm not. And then I went back to it. I was going to call this The Duke Meets Darius Milhaud, but it was too long of a title, and I was also going to throw in Arnold Schoenberg. But The Duke is...
Why don't you start it out, and I'll see if